This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. State and federal authorities have thwarted a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and to target police and the state capitol. The FBI and the state of Michigan announced charges Thursday against 13 people, 6 on federal charges and 7 on state charges. At a news conference, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the alleged conspirators plotted to take hostages at the Michigan Capitol building, then switched to a plan to kidnap Governor Whitmer at her vacation home.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
At a news conference, Whitmer, who has been criticized for her tough regulations implemented to stop the spread of the coronavirus, said President Donald Trump has encouraged militias and white supremacists through his rhetoric.
Our head of state has spent the past 7 months denying science, ignoring his own health experts, stoking distrust, fomenting anger.
There's no indication in the complaint that the men were inspired by Trump. Authorities also have not publicly said whether the men were angry about Whitmer's coronavirus orders. The status of future presidential debates is up in the air with less than a month before the vote. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The day started with the debate commission deciding the next debate in Miami will be virtual because President Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. The response from the White House:
I'm not going to do a virtual debate.
On Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, the president said he wants an in-person debate.
You sit behind a computer and do a debate is ridiculous.
The president's campaign wants to push the last two debates back a week. The Biden campaign countered, saying the president's erratic behavior does not allow him to rewrite the calendar. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.